Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Missy is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions. I wonder if Missy thinks that bandwidth and hosting means shopping for clothes for a dinner party.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the next episode of Bagel Tech Missy here on the Bagel Tech Network. You guessed it, my name is Missy, and I am your go-to tech girl for all things tech-related. All those burning tech questions for which you can find answers nowhere else. Hey, if you've got questions, trust me, I've got answers. Now, sorry, my show's a little late this week. I was out of town. I was in Las Vegas. That would be in Nevada. I was there on a conference. It was kind of work-related, but it was a lot of fun. And I got to see a show in Las Vegas. Have you ever been to Las Vegas? It's fun. It's the city that never sleeps. And I actually got to see a show at New York, New York. No, I'm not just saying it twice. That's the actual name of the resort slash casino. And it's a show put on by Cirque Soleil, which is called Zoomanity. It's kind of like a risque cabaret kind of thing. Except I forgot my glasses. You probably don't know this, but I wear glasses to see farther than, like, you know, 15 feet in front of me, and I forgot my glasses. So although there were a lot of risque, burlesque things going on, I just had just a bunch of shapes. It's great music. There's just a bunch of shapes, you know, doing a bunch of stuff. I just had to use my imagination. And I guess that's a good thing, but, you know, I could do that at home. So it was kind of sad. But long story short is I'm a little late on my Bagel Tech Missy show, so the questions have been piling up. Shall we start? Let's. Okay, as you know, I've got to move my little boxes around. Oh, gosh. Here we go. Dear Missy, Apple recently announced its new operating system. Oh yes, they did. Mountain Lion, that is scheduled to be released this summer. Have you had time to delve into this new operating system to see if it's as sneaky as Lion, or were you too distracted by your recent encounter with the hotel party neighbors from hell? David of Southampton. Okay, little backstory. I do Twitter, and I did Twitter about the girls in the room next to me at the hotel. I had actually just gotten back from a blurry Zoomanity show, and I was ready for bed. It had been a great day, but it had been a long day. And the girls in the room next door were having a party, or a partay, shall I say. And they were laughing and just having a great time. What was the song? I remember. It was Get a Booty in My Face, Get a Booty in My Face. I know this not because I was there, but because I could hear everything through the walls. I gave them this. For those of you on the podcast that can't see that, I just gave a Missy disapproving face. But you know, it's through the wall, so while I could hear everything, they couldn't see me. I eventually had to call down to the front desk and have them send up security. I busted them. I busted them in Vegas. But it got quiet, and then I got to sleep. But that's not the question, is it? Let's get back to the question. Have I had time to delve into Mountain Lion? Let me tell you this. You all know how I felt about the Lion operating system. If you've been watching my shows, you know that I ended up taking my computer back to the store because I hated Lion. I'm just gonna say it. I hated Lion. It wasn't like I didn't like it or I had to get used to it. I hated Lion, and I found it when I took it back that a lot of people hate Lion. I mean, a lot of people. I'm not alone in my dislike, utter dislike for the Lion operating system. And I think that Apple knew that, because they have so quickly released Mountain Lion. Now, this is curious to me, because if I make a product that nobody really likes, forcing me to make a follow-up product, why would I name the follow-up product almost exactly the same as the crummy product? It would be like if Chevy Volt, the electric Chevy car that nobody wanted, if Chevy put out another car and they called it Chevy Voltage. Why are you reminding people of that? Why would you use the word Lion in the new operating system? I mean, why wouldn't you call it, like, I don't know. You know how they are about their cats. So there's got to be another kind of cat name. You could call it Tony the Tiger. Why didn't you call it Apple OS Tony the Tiger? Because, you know, we all love Frosted Flakes. Can you get Frosted Flakes in Britain? They're like sugar-coated cornflakes, and really, you know, how bad could that be? I'm not excited about Mountain Lion, David of Southampton. I'm not excited about it at all. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to wait till the reviews are out. I'm pretty sure that the new operating system is better, because really, how could it be worse? Am I right? You know I'm right. All right, let's move on. Next question. Dear Missy, love the show. Longtime listener, first time emailer. Well, thank you. I have been given a used computer and I'm having trouble installing the 98 Windows on it. That's a lot of Windows. I think I know where the problem is right here, but let's read on. The instructions I have say I need a boot disk. A boot disk. That's fun. It's like in Canada, when you say about, you say a boot. I'm going to walk a boot the park. As a keen rambler and sometime hiker, I only bought a new pair of boots a few weeks ago and they didn't come with any discs. Do I need to go back to the store for a different pair that do have a disc? Please help this elderly gentleman. Aww. Hugs always, Edwin from Loughborough, UK. Well, Edwin, you came to the right place. And as I suspected, I saw your problem right off the bat. Although I'm not a PC user, I do know that they use an operating system that opens the information in little boxes, but they don't call it boxes, they call them Windows. And if you're installing 98, I mean, if you're opening that many on the top of your computer screen, you know, you might have a lot of that RAM. But I don't care how much RAM you have, it's going to slow down. It is. It's just going to slow down. And I know how frustrating that is, because sometimes you might have 98 things that you want to see all at one time. I understand. Sometimes on TV, I watch the picture-in-picture because I've got two shows going on at the same time. It's kind of like that, I know, on your computer, but listen, it's going to slow down. You're going to have problems, and it really doesn't involve new shoes, although I always recommend going out to buy them because really, how much fun are they? What I would recommend is just closing out all of those 98 windows. You know what? Close out... Hold on, I have to do math. If you have 90... Whoop! I booped. If you have 98 windows open, and I want you just to leave 5 open, hold on, then you need to... Hold on. 8 minus 5, 5. Hold on. Okay, then what you need to do, Edwin, is you need to close out 93 windows, and that will leave you with 5 open. And your computer is just going to work so much better if you just have 5 of those window boxes open instead of the 98 that you might want to celebrate by going out to buy a new pair of shoes. Okay, thanks so much for the question. Let's move on. Let's see here. Dear Missy, it's Alex from the Bagel Tech Photo Show. Alex, hi. It's me, Missy. I had the pleasure of working with you a little before Christmas. That was so much fun. It was really the first time I met any of the Bagel Tech, the fabulous Bagel Tech boys. And they made me feel so right at home. And I'm still on a high from it. I'm on a high from it too. I think it's going to carry me through till next Christmas. On this week's show, we had a question asking, name the 5 most important items in your kit bag. A kit bag. A kit bag. A kit bag. It's like a Kit Kat bag. Do you know what a Kit Kat is? It's a candy bar and it's really good. Your kit bag, excluding camera and lenses. Oh, he means like your camera bag. Okay. As the only true professional photographer I know, could you please take the trouble to answer this question for our listener? Many thanks, Alex. I'm going to answer this question, Alex, because you're very dear to me, but I know that it's going to get you and Snickers in a wad because he's kind of got that photo show. So when I answer photo questions, I think he kind of gets upset by that. But if I talk really quiet, he won't hear this part, okay? So shh, let's take it down. Ready? Alex, these are the 5 things that I keep in my camera bag. Are you ready? Okay. The first thing I have is powder. Because sometimes I'm out shooting and it's hot and, I get a little shiny on the skin. So I just open my powder. You guys can do this too. You all can do this. Just open your powder and just, woohoo, just kind of powder yourself. Just kind of powder your face, your nose, your chin. You'll be so happy that you have that with you. You don't need it until you need it. You feel me? The second thing I keep in my bag are sunflower seeds. I'm really partial to the ranch flavor. Sometimes I don't get a chance to eat and I just want to snack on something. And so my ranch flavor sunflower seeds are kind of a lifesaver. The third thing that I keep in my bag is lip gloss. This is actually margarita. Can you see the little margarita thing on there? It's margarita flavored lip gloss. And it's kind of nice because when you get really tired and you just kind of want to pick me up, but you can't take a little nip, you know what I mean? Shh, don't let you in here. This is a wonderful product to keep because although you don't taste the margarita, you can smell it. And sometimes that's enough just to get you through. The fourth thing in my bag, a butterfly clip. For those of you who can't see because we're on the podcast, it's a little plastic butterfly clip. So when it's real hot, I just take my hair and I twist it and I put it up like this and I pop it in a butterfly clip. See? Butterfly clip is great. Now I recognize that you guys might not want to do butterfly clips because your hair might not be long enough. So just get a hat to keep in there. I think that's fine. And then the final thing that I have in my bag at all times, right next to my camera and my lenses, is a bottle of water. You get thirsty. I mean, I talk all the time. I get thirsty just doing this show. So you can imagine how thirsty if you're out actually shooting people in the sun. A bottle of water right next to your camera body and, well, not your body. Well, it's kind of next to mine, next to my body, but I mean your camera and your lenses. When you get parched, you will be glad you have that. So Alex, I recommend keeping those five things in your kit bag at all times. And thanks for the question. Okay, we're back. My very last question of the day comes to me from William of Hatfield, who writes, Dear Missy. Oh, I still have my butterfly clip in. I guess I could take that out, huh? Ah, okay. Dear Missy, I know you like to try and avoid controversy. I do. And I can fully understand why in these politically charged times. However, I feel there is one question that needs to be addressed for all us geeks out here in podcasting land. It's a political question. Yikes. This will separate the boys from the men right here. Let's find out what it is. Kirk or Picard? Live long and prosper, William of Hatfield. William, that's a fantastic question. Those of you who don't know me well don't know this, but I am a huge, huge, ultra huge, huger than my earrings, huger than the Big Show, huge Star Trek fan. But, and there's a big but in there, and it's not mine. The big but is that I am a fan of only the original crew. I'm gonna let that sink in for just a minute. For those of you on the podcast, I'm sitting back in my chair, shaking my head knowingly. See, I like Kirk, and I like Nimoy, and I like, I like Spock and Bones and Scotty. I'm giving her all I can, Captain. So in a contest between Kirk or Picard, and I know that Picard has a lot of fans. I have a lot of friends, and we have some pretty heavy-duty discussions about this. And I know that Picard is known for his Picard ways. Somebody asked me once, Missy, if Kirk and Picard got in an argument, who would win? And I thought about it for a while because I thought, you know, Picard is such a good speaker, and he's so good at rationalizing and discussing and feeling out a problem and looking at all the sides. That I thought for a moment that could be a tough thing to answer, and then I realized no, because while Picard was, you know, trying to talk his way out of the situation, Kirk would just shoot him. Winner! Ding, 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 ding. Am I right? You know I'm right. So, William of Hatfield, it has always been and will always be Captain Kirk for Missy. Well, guys, it looks like by the old clock on the Mac, it's time to go. I thank you so much for joining me today, for being patient and waiting for my Bagel Tech Missy show. As always, a huge Star Trek thanks to UK2.net. You know, I love the people at UK2.net. It doesn't matter if they're Picard people. They could still come to my Star Trek parties. They provide all that bandwidth so that we can go where no man has gone before. And I thank them so much for that. You know what, UK2.net? Live long and prosper. Thanks, guys, so much. And remember to send all your burning tech questions to BagelTechMissy@gmail.com. Thanks so much. And as always, I send you lots of tech, love, and kisses. Bye.